Hello and welcome into another Insight. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and today we have Girl Scouts in the recording studio, Troop 372 from Sabika, and they're really excited to tour the radio station and would like to tell you about a project they're working on, but first, they're going to come in and introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Gracie Schnorr, and I'm an Ambassador Girl Scout with Troop 372, which is a rank for juniors and seniors in high school. It is the highest Girl Scout rank that there is, and I've been a Girl Scout since I was in kindergarten, which I started as a Daisy Scout. I've been going to Girl Scout camp since I started being a Girl Scout. I've also been a camp counselor last summer at Camp Shingleby Timbers, which is near Walker, Minnesota. And I am also an assistant Daisy leader, and I'm working on my Gold Award.
What exactly is the Gold Award you're working to?
The Gold Award is the highest award that a junior and senior high school student, which is an Ambassador Scout, can earn. And it's meant for you to make a long-lasting impression on the world and community around you.
Yeah, that's definitely something to achieve. A lot of hard work in there. What are your favorite parts, Gracie, of being in Girl Scouts?
My favorite part of Girl Scouts is meeting all the new girls, and as well as being outside doing kayaking, canoeing, high ropes challenge at camp, hiking, and everything else that's outside.
Also joining in on the conversation is Brooke. Brooke, nice to meet you, and tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your favorite parts of being in Girl Scouts.
Hey, I'm Brooke Peterson. I'm a cadet scout and I'm in the 7th grade. I have been in Girl Scouts since I was in 2nd grade as a brownie. I've gone to camp at Shingleby for the past few years and even got to see Gracie this year there. I like trying new things. We had a videographer and police detective visit us, and I really like that. I like cooking over the fire and horseback riding.
Next, we have Peyton joining the conversation. Peyton, thanks for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your favorite Girl Scout activities are?
Hey, my name is Peyton Rowe. I'm a cadet Girl Scout, and I'm in 6th grade. I have been in a Girl Scout since I was in 1st grade. I was one of the first Girl Scouts to sign up in Sabika Troop. I love the outdoor activities, horseback riding, downhill skiing, snow tubing, roller skating, and kayaking are some of my favorite. Now off to the last Girl Scout here today.
I'm Lindsay Mares, and I'm a cadet scout in 7th grade. With Brooke, I was one of the people who inspired the Girl Scouts to be made.
Well, that's awesome. What are your favorite activities, Lindsay?
I like crafts. We get to make bracelets and slime and all sorts of things. I also like the journey we're doing to earn the Silver Award.
So Gracie just explained to us what the Gold Award was. Brooke, can you tell me about the Silver Award?
The Silver Award is earned by finding an issue in our community and making a change to make the place better. We're working on completing the journey Lindsay told you about right now, a way to earn the Silver Badge. In fact, we're getting closer to earning it right now. This is part of it, telling others about what we're working on and why we should make the world a better place.
So, Lindsay, can you tell me what you're working on this journey to get the Silver Award?
We had to pick a take action project. We brainstormed together and decided on helping others positively. We contacted the Sabika School and asked them if we could install inspirational signs on the bathroom stalls outside the high school gym. It gets used by everyone, visitors at games and students. They say things like choose kind and never give up and a bunch more. They're on order. We'll put them up as soon as they get here.
Peyton, can you talk a little bit more about this?
We also made random acts of kindness cards and give them out to the girls in our troop to give to people after they did something nice. Here is a box of Girl Scout cookies too for you.
Girl Scout cookies? Oh my gosh, I was really hoping you guys would bring some up here. But to be honest, I don't think one box is going to be enough. Where can I get some more?
We actually start Girl Scout cookies on Wednesday. We will have cookie booths in Sabika, Monaga, and Park Rapids on Saturdays. If you want to find out how and where you can find them, you can Google how to buy Girl Scout cookies as well as it following your zip code. Or you can contact our Girl Scout troop leader, Jenny Hoppy, at 218-402-0350. She can take orders and then we'll let one of us Girl Scouts know we can deliver them.
All right, that's what we all want to hear. You're making a lot of people happy knowing that they can buy those Girl Scout cookies again, but are there any new ones this year?
Yes, there is. The new cookie this year is called Raspberry Rally. It is similar to the Thin Mints. It is chocolatey with a hint of raspberry. I have sampled it and it was really good. You can only order them online though. You can also try out last year's new cookies, which is called the Adventureful, and it's chocolate brown cookie with caramel and sea salt, and they're all super good.
So what are your top selling cookies?
Our top three selling cookies are Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties. We also have lemonades, trefoils, which used to be the old shortbread, and peanut butter sandwiches. They're only $5 a box, which is the same price as last year.
All right, Gracie, last question for you and your Girl Scout friends here. How long will you be selling cookies?
We start February 1st and we run till March 20th.
Well, thank you girls for coming in and visiting. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun in your troop and are learning to really make a difference right here in your community. That's amazing. And to be honest, I'm going to have to stop myself from enjoying all these cookies that you're selling right now because this one box of Thin Mints you gave me is going to have to tide me over until next week. On that note, bye girls.
Bye.
Well, it was really fun getting to have Girl Scout Troop 372 out of Sabika come down to the station in Wadena and talk with us a little bit about all that they do in the Girl Scouts. A whole lot more than just selling cookies. Get the opportunity to learn a lot of life skills and lessons. But hey, those cookies are still important too. So, and if you want more information on the cookies or just more information about the Girl Scouts, you can contact their leader at 218-402-0350. Again, that number, 218-402-0350. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another Insight on Hubbard Radio Wadena.